Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft introduced the Surface Go with a 10-inch 1800 by 1200 screen, a 2-core Intel Kaby Lake chip, 64 gigabytes of storage, and 9-hour battery life. Like all Surface tablets, it also has a kickstand, supports Surface Pen, and has a micro SDXC card reader and headphone jack, as well as one USB-C port. You can also buy a smaller type cover for the 10-inch tablet for $99 to $129, depending on the fabric, and a smaller Surface mouse for $35. Pre-orders begin today, starting at $399 with Windows 10 S, $449 if you want Windows 10 Pro, and $549 if you want to upgrade to 8 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage. The new Surface Go and the accessories begin shipping August 2nd. Models with integrated LTE and 256 gigabyte drives will be introduced at a later date. In its latest update to iOS, Apple added USB restricted mode, which disables USB access if the phone has been locked for an hour. This prevents some methods used to crack into locked iPhones. However, Elcomsoft has found that the one-hour counter resets if any USB device is plugged into the phone before that first hour is up. YouTube will begin adding cards to conspiracy-related pages with text from trusted sources like Encyclopedia Britannica or Wikipedia. YouTube will also supplement news search results with links to news articles in the wake of what it determines are major news events. YouTube also will spend $25 million on partnerships for sustainable video news operations in 20 markets. Ride-hailing business Grab introduced Grab Platform, which lets developers integrate their offerings into the Grab app, taking advantage of things like Grab's logistics and payment functions. A first partner is Indonesia's grocery delivery startup Happy Fresh to form Grab Fresh within the main Grab app. The Grab app also is adding one-touch access to Grab Pay, a news feed with recommendations for location-specific things as well, like restaurants and shops. Members of the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee sent letters to Apple and Alphabet asking questions related to privacy issues. Some of the questions to Alphabet related to how it presented user ability to grant third-party access to Gmail. Questions to Apple asked how allowing Facebook and Google to put apps in the App Store could be allowed when those companies seem contradictory to Apple's values regarding privacy. There were also questions about local data storage, location info, audio recording. Answers are to be delivered to Congress by July 23rd. Snapchat debuted Lens Explorer, which lets its users look at lens filters that aren't listed in the regularly refreshed lens carousel. Lens Explorer is rolling out slowly to iOS users. TechCrunch reports a feature in Snapchat for Android's code containing references to Project Eagle, which seems to be visual search. The feature would have a user press and hold to identify an object, song, or barcode, then use third parties like Shazam or Amazon to identify it. Now, Shazam's song identification was integrated into Snapchat in 2016, so the new part here is the visual recognition and Amazon. App researcher Ishan Agarwal tipped off TechCrunch to the code. Netflix has launched smart downloads for its Android app. The feature automatically deletes downloads you've finished watching and replaces it with the next episode in case you forget to download it before you move away from your internet connection. Users can turn off smart downloads and settings if they want. Finally, iAfrican reports a 24-year-old Ugandan software engineer won the Africa Prize for Engineering Innovation for Matibabu, a low-cost reusable device that clips onto a patient's finger to test for malaria in less than a minute, no blood needed. Brian Gita and his colleagues received £25,000 first prize and have signed an agreement with the Ugandan government for clinical trials. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.